T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. The New York Stock Exchange reopened the trading floor today, and ringing the opening bell, Governor Andrew Cuomo, who was wearing a mask the whole time. As for the traders, it's only 25% capacity. They must follow social distancing rules, undergo temperature checks, and avoid public transportation. And New York Stock Exchange President Stacey Cunningham told 1010 Winds that's not all.
We are requiring all people that come into the exchange that work for other firms to sign a waiver that they're going to comply with not just the transit restriction, but wearing masks during their time on the trading floor, enforcing our, you know, complying with our social distancing obligations. So there are a number of safety precautions. And so there's an agreement that traders need to commit to following those as they come into the building.
The governor's briefing was held at the Stock Exchange today and focused on reopening. He noted that the city is not yet ready and says they'll be zeroing in on trouble spots.
We're going to focus on those zip codes. We're going to focus on those communities. And we want to slow the infection rate even in those communities. And that will really bring the numbers down in New York City.
The other mission?
Supercharge the reopening. We want it to come roaring back. And that's not going to happen just by wishing it to be so. We have to take an affirmative action. We have to be part of that. And today is page one of that chapter.
Specifically, the governor says New York will focus on infrastructure projects, including the Penn Station project, LaGuardia Airport, expanding the Second Avenue subway, and building a cross-state transmission line to bring renewable power from upstate to down here via low-cost hydropower from Canada. The governor also called on the feds to get on with the new cross-Hudson tunnels that have been stalled.
Let's stop talking and let's start doing.
He's meeting with President Trump tomorrow in D.C., and we'll be talking with him about that. Also today, the winner was announced for that mask PSA contest, but there were only 502 votes separating the top two, and so the governor decided that both PSAs will be airing as part of the state campaign. Mayor de Blasio is looking toward getting back to business.
Hospitalization numbers continue to tumble, and Mayor de Blasio believes the city is on course for reopening.
Moving in the right direction steadily. We're getting ready for that restart in the first half of June.
Long Island and Westchester reopened first, but the mayor doesn't think city businesses will jump the gun.
And I think you're going to see, Al, some people who could come back and restart their business who are going to hesitate until they see others do it and believe it's safe.
When manufacturing, construction, wholesale, and curbside retail reopen, the mayor says the MTA will be ready.
The cleaning, that looks great, but you need the frequency of the service. You'd need the face coverings for sure.
With hopes people choose mass transit rather than driving into gridlock. Al Jones, 1010 Winds News.
The mayor also talked testing today, saying the city will be launching a new $10 million ad campaign to encourage people to get tested. And he announced that alternate side of the street parking will be suspended for at least another 2 weeks through June 7th. Westchester County, among the seven mid-Hudson counties that began to reopen today. That includes the very first hotspot in our area, New Rochelle.
Declared a containment zone by Governor Cuomo after a large outbreak centered around a synagogue here, New Rochelle reopening. Although it's a small step that includes curbside retail, construction, and manufacturing, for Caesar, who works at a gym, it's still positive.
It's very encouraging, and again, it's encouraging to everybody. It makes us very happy, again, just to try to get back everything to normal.
The region met the metrics set out by the governor, including low rates of infection, death, and hospitalizations, and high test and trace capacity. But Stephen, who is a dentist, says he's still not sure when he can reopen his practice.
I'd rather be working, but I understand, you know, we have to do what we have to do as a community and everything like that.
If the numbers here stay low, the region could move into phase two, which would fully reopen non-essential retail and personal services. Samantha Liepman, 1010 Winds in New Rochelle.
Governor Cuomo today confirmed that Long Island will start phase one of reopening tomorrow. County Executive, Nassau County Executive Laura Curran says she's hopeful the process will move more quickly than initially thought.
The governor said there would be 2 weeks between phases, but he has indicated, Governor Andrew Cuomo has indicated, that that two-week phase could shrink if the numbers continue to go in the right direction.
The MTA is getting ready for more movement. Starting tomorrow, Metro North will add 18 peak hour trains. The Long Island Railroad will be adding more than 100 more cars to the trains currently running. More fallout for Amy Cooper, who has now lost her job. She is the woman who made a racist remark to a black man who videotaped her after asking her to put her dog on a leash.
I'm going to tell them there's an African-American man threatening my life.
Please tell them whatever you like.
This was in Central Park. Cooper later apologized, but her employer, Franklin Templeton, said it will not tolerate racism of any kind. And following their review of the incident, they've decided to terminate her effective immediately. Well, NYPD First Deputy Commissioner Benjamin Tucker told Pix 11 the police department won't be looking into the matter.
We're not going to pursue that. We've got bigger fish to fry. And the DA would never prosecute that. It's not even clear that it would be actionable.
No word yet what's going on with the dog. Abandoned Angel's Cocker Spaniel Rescue, where she got the animal, said the dog had been voluntarily surrendered back to them while the matter is being addressed. Great news for New Jersey grads. The state will allow in-person graduation ceremonies beginning July 6th, so long as they're outside and comply with social distancing. Here's Governor Murphy.
Additionally, given that some graduating classes may be too large to accommodate a crowd within the restrictions in place, for outdoor gatherings, this guidance may require multiple ceremonies to be held across different times and even different days to ensure proper social distancing.
The governor also talked more about the executive order he signed on Friday, which allows professional sports teams to return to training and competition.
We have been in constant discussions with these teams about the protocols they will have in place to protect the health and safety of the players, coaches, and team personnel. We know they have facilities where proper sanitation and hygiene practices can be readily maintained.
He says they're working with youth teams as well. Starting today, elective surgeries resume in the Garden State, including both medical and dental, with PPE requirements and other precautions. In a non-COVID-related announcement, the governor said today the Federal Railroad Administration is awarding $91.5 million to Amtrak and NJ Transit to get the replacement of the Portal Bridge moving forward. The union representing more than 30,000 CUNY faculty and staff is out with a new ad campaign.
The City University of New York plans to lay off thousands of adjunct faculty and part-time workers and cut thousands of classes. Hurting CUNY means hurting our recovery.
Funding from the CARES Act allocated $237 million to CUNY that's supposed to be split between school expenses and student aid, but New York State is looking at a $13 billion deficit due to the pandemic, and unless we get federal aid, cuts to CUNY could exceed $95 million. Brooklyn College, the College of Staten Island, John Jay, and Queens College have all announced plans to make significant staffing cuts. For the fifth time since 1940, the Copacabana is changing its address. The Manhattan nightclub is currently in Times Square. The Daily News says it will be relocating, but the new spot is under tight wraps. They also quote a staffer as saying that the move has nothing to do with the pandemic and reports that the club is shutting its doors permanently are not true. The union representing app-based drivers is suing the New York State Labor Department, Governor Cuomo, and the state's labor commissioner, saying they have failed to provide unemployment benefits in a timely manner. The Taxi Workers Alliance says Uber, Lyft, and other for-hire drivers have to wait months to get their checks, compared to 2 to 3 weeks for other workers. They also have to fill out much more paperwork. In response, a Cuomo spokesman tells the New York Times the government has been moving heaven and earth to get every single unemployed New Yorker their benefits as quickly as possible.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.